Exchanges. The Goldman Sachs podcast featuring exchanges on the forces driving the markets and the economy. Exchanges between the leading minds at Goldman Sachs. New episodes every week. Listen now.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, October 16th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Amazon is the latest tech company to ink deals backing nuclear power projects to provide electricity needed for the rapid development of artificial intelligence. The online retail giant announced today it is working with Dominion Energy to explore developing small modular nuclear reactors in Virginia. The technology could make building power plants faster and cheaper than conventional large-scale reactors. Amazon also says it is part of a $500 million financing deal for X Energy Reactor, which is also developing small modular reactors as well as new nuclear fuel technology. New York's financial regulator says firms need to address specific cybersecurity risks stemming from the use of AI. The state financial services department didn't impose new requirements, but in a new guidance document issued today, officials warned financial services firms to be better prepared for AI-related risks, like social engineering and other cyber attacks. The agency says firms should factor AI attacks into their risk frameworks and to be involved in conversations about AI, even if they don't have a team of experts in the technology. And an influential security group in China is calling for a government review of Intel's products. The Cybersecurity Association of China claimed the U.S. chipmakers' products have shown security vulnerabilities, high failure rates, and pose a national security threat to the country. The call could be a precursor to an official investigation in one of Intel's most important markets. It threatens to embroil the company in a new round of U.S.-China tension over technology as Intel faces other big challenges to its business. A spokeswoman said that Intel would work with Chinese officials to, quote, clarify any questions that may exist and demonstrate Intel's deep commitment to the safety and security of our products. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Thursday's Tech News Briefing podcast.